Today we're going to learn a very yesodistic inyan about the connection between Malchus Beis David and Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. After we learned, the last thing we discussed was the inyan of Neshei Shloimoi Hitu Es Levavoi. So it says that the Eibishter now was gozer on Malchus Shloimoi that he lost the kingdom. He's not going to have any more. Malchus Beis David lost its flair. It's not going to be a global kingdom. But the halacha is that if the Eibishter gives a nevuah toivah to somebody, he's not chozer by. That's the rule. Nevuah toivah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu chozer. So the Rebbeinu Shlom, even though he was going to take away the Malchus Shloimeh from the next door, said, I can't take it away completely. And the Eibishter says like this. State in Pasuk, Vayema Hashem l'shloimoi, Yan, Asher oisaz oisimoch. Because the taina on Shloim HaMelech, that he was ma'ar benoshim, ukedoyme, so Hashem said, Kolo ekra es ha-mamloch ha-melech. The same lotion we found by Shaul. Hashem says, I'm going to rip the kingdom. But, Zokter Rebbeinu Shlom, Ach, biyomecho lo yaseno. First of all, I'm not going to do it in your life. It's going to be afterwards. Miyad bincha. Number one. Number two, Dr. Rabbanu Shloim, Rak es kol ha-mamlocha lo yekore, Rak shevet echot, Leman David avdi leman Yerushalayim asher bacharti. So Rabbanu Shloim tells Shlomo HaMelech like this. I'm not going to take away the kingdom completely. Two things I'm going to do. Number one, I'm going to keep the kingdom over one shevet. One shevet. And the reason why I'm going to do that is for two reasons. The Pasuk says, Leman David Avdi, Uleman Yerushalayim Asher Bochalti. So Hashem says for two reasons. Number one, because of David, and number two, because of Yerushalayim. So there's a fascinating brisker Rav. There's a brisker Rav has a very big chiddush, which he says, and he fits it into the psukim over here. The brisker Rav says that there's two things. Number one, the Rebbeinu Shlom promised David Malchus Olam. So even after Shlomo did the Averis, whatever the tainus were, the Eibishter wasn't going to take away Malchus based on. As long as there's going to be Malchus, there's going to be Malchus based on. But, it doesn't have to be on the whole nation. That's not called going against the promise. Promise was there's going to be Malchus based on. So one shevet, the Gemara says in Hoirius, shevet echad ikri kol, one shevet is called a kol. It's a nation. So as long as David's kingdom will remain over one shevet, that is considered that the Eibishter is keeping the Haftach. Says the Brisker Rav, but that could have been any Shevet. Could have been anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. One Shevet, Shevet Echadik we call. That's enough. One Shevet's called a call. But, there's a separate halach. That Malchus, David, and Yerushalayim are kosher zebezeh. If you don't have Malchus David in Yerushalayim, says the Brisker Rav, it's like a churban Yerushalayim itself. And Brisker Rav brings a lot of rayas to this idea. I don't know if you ever noticed, but in Shmona Esra, we have two brachas we talk about Malchus based on. As Samach David Avdecham Eros Atzmiach. The whole brach is for Malchus based on. Right? Samach David Avdecham Eros Atzmiach V'kanu Yitom Yishu Asecha. That brach is just for David. Malchus based on. Then there's another brach in Shemoneh Esrei for Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim yucho barachem in toshuv. How do we end the brach? V'chi say David avducho l'soicho tochen. What the Brisker Rav? What do you mean? That's a separate brach. Teretz is the din in Yerushalayim. That kisei David is part of Yerushalayim. Kishoma yoshu kisei slamishpot kisei slabeis David. That's part of the heftza of Yerushalayim is Malchus Beis David. Moridik Meduyik liked the Briskrov in many places, and he says that's the reason why, since Ore Yehud is part of Malchus Beis David, Horoya Ore Yushalayim is Chayim Likroya. The Horoya Ore Yehuda Bechorbanon is Chayim Likroya. So Briskrov says it's one halach. Malchus Beis David and Yushalayim is connected. So now, that's pshat in the pasuk by us. Hashem tells Shlomo HaMelech two things. Number one, I'm not going to rip the kingdom. Leman David Avdi. Because I promised David that he's going to have a Malchus Olam. Not taking away from him. So one nation, he's going to be a king over. Then there's a separate halacha. Leman Yerushalayim Asher Bachalti, the Malchus is going to be in Yerushalayim. So this is all really pashut. This is all pashut. What I want to try to give you a little bit of understanding is, why taka is it like that? Why taka is David connected so much to Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash? What's taka the chibur of the connection? The emes is when we daven, we say, Orachmanu Yokim Lanu, Sukkah is David Anu Yifolos. Nigin, we sing on Sukkahs. The Maase is not talking about a sukkah. Some people think it's a sukkah. It's not talking about a sukkah. The sukkah is not Neufel. The sukkah is here. We're talking about the sukkah's dover is the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is called sukkah's dover. Also, you see it's connected to Dover HaMelech. Chazal, the Gemara says in Bama Madlik, in Mesech HaShabbos, Lamed Aleph, that when Shlomo HaMelech finished the Beis HaMikdash, and he wanted to bring the Oren inside, couldn't do it. Tov ku shari azora ze beze. The shari azora were locked. Couldn't open it. And the only opened it up after he said, Bavu David. As I state in the Gemara. But he says, Shah nefchu pnei soine David kishule kateri, the Gemara says. David HaMelech is and Taka, the Megillos Beis HaMikdash was given to David HaMelech. And the Rambam says the Masorah state, David HaMelech's Mishpacha. There's some kind of connection. So now what is that connection? What is the Chibur? So you could say in Halacha, you could say in Sayin Machshava. I want to give you now Machshava, a thought why it should be like that. The Malbim brings down that when we built the Beis HaMikdash, had to be built on pure Lishma. And we touched on this in several places. First of all, the Malbim says a Goinish Pshat. Mamish, until I saw this Malbim when I was a kid, I never understood what's going on here. David HaMelech wants to build the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech, he's the Miyasid of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Even when Shlomo HaMelech builds the Beis HaMikdash, he can't bring the Oren in without saying Baba David. So Nosan HaNovi tells David HaMelech, Go do it. Right? As I said, that's a pasuk says. Nosan HaNovi tells David, go do it. Then he tells him, but you're not going to do it, your son's going to do it. Doesn't say why. In Melachim, and in Shmuel Beis, it doesn't say why not. Why can't David do it? Doesn't say. In Divrei Hayomim state here, in Divrei Hayomim, there's a famous pasuk. Hashem tells David HaMelech, you can't build the Beis HaMikdash because Yodcho Balei Adam. Your hands are full of blood. David HaMelech was a warrior. He captured many lands, many Malchios, say in Eretz Yisrael, say outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shem told him, you can't do it. He asks, David HaMelech killed out the Zion Amamim. He killed out the son of Yisrael. For that, he becomes possible to put up a Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbeinu Shem himself says, the Sifri says, Chaviv alai domim sha'ato shafachto midmei porim ve'elim. Hashem tells David HaMelech, the blood that you spilled of these murderers, Chaviv alai G'dam Porim v'dam Elim, the Korbanos. So what's going on? The Malbim Rabbi says, look, that Gansat Naya Pshat. Meir Einayim. In Sefer Shmuel, the Novi just says, the Eibishter says no. In Divrei HaYomim, when the Novi says why, he says, Ha'ato tivne bayis l'shmi, that's the lashon of the pasuk. Ha'ato tivne bayis l'shmi, that bayis l'shmi. Zok the Malbim ha'gavaldi gavort. The Beis HaMikdash was given a haftocha. When you build the Beis HaMikdash, v'nasati shalom ba'oretz, v'cherev l'isavu ba'otzchem. Beis HaMikdash is like a security for Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, there'll be shalom ba'oretz. As soon as there's Muhammad, there'll be a chum Beis HaMikdash. Zok the Malbim. David HaMelech was a man who had to fight wars. His whole life he had to fight wars. So for him, Beis HaMikdash ought to present Lecha Maila, personal Maila of him. When it says, Yod Chom Leid Anab Chachas V'Sholem, that blood made you, was a chsar. Now, since you're a man that was a warrior, for you, peace, security, it's a Maila. So when you're going to put up the Beis HaMikdash, it's not Shaykh that you won't be thinking, oh, Baruch Hashem, we'll finally have some Menuchah. Finally have some shalom. Baruch Hashem. That's why. So it was a chesaron in lishma. Zok the Malbim has pram posik. Ahato tivne bayis lishmi. You won't be able to do. Shloime bincha, he was born into the ganze malchus. Shloime melech didn't see any wars. Shloime melech had to binich. Shloime melech had all the milas. It's like you know the story with the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes became Rebbe. Sfas Emes was a gone. But his father and all the children of the Chedush Yerim died b'chayav. It's unbelievable. Chedush Yerim, I think, had 11 sons. Imagine? They all died in his lifetime. I'm not sure. I think it was 11. Whatever. He had a lot of sons. They all died in his lifetime. The Sfas Emes was a grandson of the Chedush Yerim. Wasn't the son. He was a grandson of the Chedush Yerim. Chedush Yerim was also a gaon. He used to learn with the Sfas Emes. They say that when he started learning with the Sfas Emes, he said this was a nechama for all his sons. The Torah of the Sfas Emes was nechama to him. So Sfas Emes became Rebbe. There were a lot of chassidim much older than Sfas Emes. And Talmid Chachamim. So the story goes that they asked him, the old chassidim came to him and he said, you're comfortable? Who are you? I remember I was once learning in the yeshiva. This Khan Rashiva, Adam Godel, he was nifter. And then, you know, the young son had to take over. It's very uncomfortable. Half the yeshiva is looking at you like, may I embossa? You know, like, who are you? We're older than you. We know how to learn better than you. So Sfas Emes said, Em Shalachem Moshe L'moha Dovol Dome. He says, I'll give you a moshe. He said, a guy was climbing up Mount Everest. Whole group of people. They spent half their life climbing up the mountain till they got to the top. They get to the top. They go, they see a guy on a hammock. A 13-year-old Bar Mitzvah Bachel. He's on a hammock. As a Machzach 11. He's flying high. They're wondering. I mean, we're old men. It took us half our lifetime, three quarters of our lifetime, to get up here. How did you do it? Well, you had a rocket that got you to the top. You're here 13 years old on a hammock with a coke. You're living a life up there. What's going on? So the guy looks at them and he goes, in Yiddish, Chaim could tell us, Pshat, Do bin ich begeboren geworden. Chaim, you know what that means. It means here's where I was born. I was born on the top of the mountains. I didn't have to climb it. Somebody before me climbed up. So Sfas Emes said, I was born here. I didn't have to climb to the top. Right. So Shlomo HaMelech, he was born into royalty. He didn't have to conquer lands. He didn't have wars. So the Malbim says, he was told, you could build a Beis HaMikdash. Because for you, you don't need the security. You had the security. You came into the security. So you could build it in Lishma. So it's not that David HaMelech was a Nechoy Starga. Adarabah, David HaMelech was an unbelievable Madrig. So now I want to be Mavar to you. Why was Lishma so important? So we'll take over from here tomorrow.